A senior vice president at the insurance broker Marsh & McLennan has pleaded guilty to fraud. Robert Stearns is the first Marsh employee to admit any role in the bid rigging scandal that shook the insurance industry last fall. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Last fall, New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer accused Marsh & McLennan of cheating its customers. Spitzer said the company was hired by corporate clients to find the best insurance policy. Instead, it steered business to favored insurance companies in exchange for lucrative fees, and then concocted phony bids to make it look like it had shopped around. The scandal led to the resignation of Marsh's chief executive, Jeffrey Greenberg. Five executives from big insurance companies have pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. Robert Stearns is the first person from inside Marsh itself to agree to testify. Former SEC attorney Edward Siddell says Stearns' involvement could shake up the investigation.
These practices in the mutual fund area and in the insurance area are very commonplace. It's the way the business has been done, and no one has questioned very seriously whether they were legal or not.
But Siddell, who now investigates pension fund abuse, says Stearns' decision to plead guilty could encourage others within Marsh & McLennan to cooperate with prosecutors.
Typically, the parties that plead guilty will also agree to finger other individuals involved. So this lets people know they could be next.
Several other Marsh employees were also named in yesterday's complaint against Stearns. Prosecutors cited several emails in which Stearns directs other employees to come up with fake bids. In one, for instance, Stearns tells a broker that he wants a client to renew its existing contract with St. Paul Insurance Company for $270,000. To make it look like the bid is fair, Stearns tells the broker to solicit another bid for $325,000 or more from another insurance company. The next day, Zurich Insurance did just that. Officials for Marsh & McLennan said they were saddened by yesterday's development. In a statement, they also said they were committed to cooperating with prosecutors and noted that Robert Stearns is no longer with the company. As for Stearns, he faces up to 4 years in prison, but by cooperating with prosecutors, he could have his sentence reduced. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.